a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So there's this guy that's gone viral on TikTok. He visited Bali with one of his mates and they went to Nusa Dua, which
staying,
is...
That's the nice part. There's some really nice hotels along there.
Yeah. Well, this hotel was a five-star hotel, about $1,200 a night to stay there. And while they were there, there was this big ball of water. Well, not a ball of water. A bowl of water filled with rose petals.
A big bowl of water. Is that like giant water balloon.
Man, they're getting really creative, aren't they? Hotels, next level.
Don't. Anyway, and then this happened.
Okay. Put your face in it.
And he's tipped it everywhere,
he's
hasn't he?
He's tipped it everywhere.
By putting his face in it.
Because it wasn't secured. It was just a bowl. And he lent all his weight on one edge of the bowl to put his face in it. And it's gone everywhere.
See, and if they only had an anxious friend there to say, nah, don't. Some call that friend the wet blanket. And some people say that friend stops things from happening, bad things. But we were asking, what happened at the hotel? What did you break on 52232955? And we did have a call from Cassie who said, same deal in Bali, but she walked through a door because it was so clear she didn't.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
She didn't want to go on air. She walked through it. Very embarrassing.
I also feel like Cassie's not her real name. I think she might have given us a pseudonym.
I think
pseudonym
she's running from the Balinese police there.
Actually, it might have been another
Cassie.
Holiday.
Sorry, Tommy.
Might have been another hotel, I should say, door that came off second best, but this one was maybe on the Gold Coast one year where a young Cameron Ling was feeling
got
a bit
terrible.
What?
One morning.
I hate your amazing memory.
How did you not bring this to the... I gave you an opportunity.
No, I didn't want to because it's an off-air conversation.
What happened? You broke your door on the GC.
When I was on schoolies.
How do you remember this?
I hate your memory and the fact you've now brought it up on air.
We've talked about it on air before.
No, I don't think we have. As a young schoolie, and I was 17 at the time.
Yeah.
Having a few drinks and let's say the room was also smoke filled back in when hotels you could
like
you could,
na 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 or was it
I think the mates I was with were just smoking darts thinking they were cool and let's just say the combination of the drinks and the cigarette filled room made me feel rather ill.
That's what it was, and
it came upon me rather.
Mum, it was just the smell of it all. I don't know. Everyone else was doing it.
Yeah, I was on lemonade.
Yeah,
and it came upon me rather quickly. The need to get outside and perhaps vomit.
Chunder. Yeah.
And I ran, and like the person who just called, the door was still closed, and
bang.
I went straight through.
What?
Yeah. Tom?
It was a screen door, though, wasn't it?
It was a screen door. It was a flyby screen door.
And did you pay for it?
I can't remember.
Oh, the old car.
Tom? Off-air conversation, that one.
Sorry, I really thought we talked about that one on air.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I found a meme, and you know how we have relatable memes.
Go on.
Oh, I should just put that up, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, all right.
I can keep talking like this and it fills space
that
while you're looking
really
for things.
Really?
I can talk more about how excited I am about this meme because it relates to one of our teams.
Nah, here we go.
Memes. I want to talk about some memes.
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
you know when you hear radio stations do that and you're like, oh, that is so lame, but we think it's hilarious.
You always think that's a good idea and then that kicks in with that first me. You're like, oh, God, I've made a terrible mistake.
What have I done?
All right, so I follow an Insta called How Everything Works. Very informative, very interesting Insta. Mm. And they've just put up one a couple hours ago and it says, how long should you nap for maximum productivity?
Yes. Then they break it down into increments of time.
No, yeah.
Let's analyse our friend, shall we, Tom?
Let's, because the great napper of the team, and I would say Geelong's greatest napper,
is that's fair.
One Lauren Loggy Testamukos.
You know how you don't allow people to tell you how much water to drink? I don't allow people to tell me how much I should nap.
I know, I got on board with water ages ago, man.
Okay, let's talk about, we'll just provide information for you and you can make up your own mind about how long you should nap for.
Go on.
All right, let's start at the 20-minute nap mark, right? If you have a 20-minute nap, you'll get an energy boost and it's easy to wake up from. Yeah. Good, good.
I don't find that.
Little wham-bam, thank you, ma'am sort of nap.
Okay. Don't ever say wham bam to me again.
But do say thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, what else?
30 minutes. Okay. So this is now where we get into the category of grogginess.
How long this break's gone for.
So 30 minutes.
Oh, you can't. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you do that one, mate, because it has not. It's been 2 minutes.
Yeah. So stick with us.
Yeah. So at the 30-minute mark, as you say, Lingy, you do, when you wake up, you feel quite groggy.
It's not nap time yet, Lola. Yeah,
if you push it out to 1 hour, this is good news, your short-term memory improves.
Okay.
And you do still suffer from some grogginess when you wake up.
Yeah.
Mm. But here's where the good news starts for you from this analysis. How long to nap for maximum productivity. At the 1 hour and 30-minute mark, which is a high-quality nap, that's big, you get a full REM cycle, which rapid eye movement. Mm-hmm. Dreams will occur during that nap.
Yeah.
And creativity improves.
Yeah.
So
that explains everything.
Where do you sort of fall on this scale, Loggy? And we're talking every day.
Yeah.
Every day? Well, it depends.
Mm.
If I'm having a real high week, I don't sleep. So there's no nap for me.
I don't believe that for a second.
But if I am in my lower week, I anywhere between an hour and a half to 3 hours.
Ooh. So how come?
That's off our scale here, Tommy.
If I'm being honest.
How come when you're leaving on a Friday morning, you're like, I've got to get out of here, get to bed. And that's at 10:30. And then you don't answer any calls, messages, emails until 6 p.m. Is that 3 hours?
Let me explain to you. You know how it's a joy to be with me and I bring so much energy to the team?
Yeah,
that
sure.
That takes a lot.
Sure.
So I have to go home and recharge. I have to plug myself in and recharge.
Right.
Recharge the cray.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is it. Guess the year.
Hey, all right. It is time for Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Guess the year. We're going to play little bits of songs and cast our minds back through the mist of time. Try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. That's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think I've covered everything.
I've got a pen. Let's ready to go.
Pen and paper. Kylie's calling from Port Arlington. Hold the line there, Kylie. We don't have anything for you right now.
We're going to play Guess the Year.
Yeah. Here we go. Question number one. A little bit of Monica in my
life. A little bit of Erica by my side. You've got to play this at the So Tired party.
Yeah. Okay. So about that, right? I've done a parody song for a birthday of this song. We did Mumble Number 5. For its something birthday, and I'm trying to remember how long ago that was.
It's straight out. I know this one. I've got it. Yep.
I've got a feeling I remember sitting in my WPS uniform, Werribee Primary School uniform.
Mm. Primary? Oh,
yeah.
I might have been late.
I've got a feeling.
Yeah.
I've got it.
I think I'm going a bit late too, but here we go. All right. 3, 2, 1.
1997.
What did you say?
997. All right. Here we go.
The year was 1999.
Oh, good job, boys.
Yes, Tommy.
Good job.
All right, Loggy's out. It's just Lingy and I for the rest of the game.
Excuse me. I'm still here.
Just thought I'd give it a try. All right, here we go. Question number two. One for the money and the free rise
is two for the lie that you deny. All right. Can I have a guess? Blue? Four.
Yeah! You would know that.
Oh, I'm on fire.
I've been called that your whole life.
I still don't know what year it was.
You're my boy, Blue.
All right, I'm going to have a guess at that one. I have no real idea.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a tough one. I was far too cool to be listening to sort of pop music at that time. 3, 2, 1.
The 2001. 2000. 2001.
You both said 2000. I said 2001. Oh, great. This is not going to go well for me.
The year was 2001.
Oh, sorry.
Got it.
I can't stand it when he wins. He's actually, you haven't won yet.
S-E-G,
I'm on one. I can tie you.
Okay.
Oh, you can. All right, I'll sit this one out.
Yeah. Right. Or tell me the year. Whisper it to me.
No, just have a bit of fun.
Yeah,
go
we'll
on.
Have fun.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. Question number three. You not a fan?
Give me a clue of the artist. Don't say Billy Joel. Well, who is this?
No one I care.
Who does that mean? Oh, give me a clue of the artist,
it's
please.
Ava Trainor.
Ava Trainor.
Okay, that's made up.
I bought a pair of those. Ava Trainors.
You're really not going to tell me the artist?
No, I don't know. I can't remember her name.
Ava Max, isn't it?
No, absolutely not Ava Max.
I've got a chance to tie him and go to the tiebreaker. You would tell me that. Oh, God. Okay, all right. I'll just write down a random year.
I think I've gone a bit early. All right. 3, 2, 1. 2016. Okay.
2017.
10 okay. For me.
Sorry, I was looking up who it was because I know I'm not coming.
What did you go? 16.
Yeah.
And 10.
Yeah.
It's Ali King.
Oh.
Ali King, yeah.
The year was 2015.
Oh, I went over, so.
Oh, no, I get it.
Yeah, you got it.
So yay!
It's a tie. We've got to go to a tie break. Quick.
Do we?
Yeah, you got two. I've got two.
Yeah, okay, cool. Just checking out.
Oh, maths
is hard.
Doesn't taste
no,
good.
No, maths
it
is hard. No, I thought he'd won. I was going to give it to him.
Oh, you can if you want.
Here we go. This is the tiebreaker. Here we go. All right, this was off Billy Joel's latest album.
Oh, I know this one
no,
well.
No, it's Billy Ray.
Well, Billy Ray did a little bit in it, didn't he? Sang a bit of. In the remix one of it. Right. I was all over that. This was a song of my kids like 3 summers ago. Which makes it I'm going to go. Yep, that one.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. 2021. Oh, you're going to get it, T.
Come on.
Oh,
come on.
The year was 2019.
Oh, we both went over.
Oh, so you both
did. Oh, it was a draw. Oh, that tastes awful.
What a letdown.
How disgusting.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.